I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, August 20th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that Elon Musk is quietly pumping the brakes on his plans to start a third political party. That's according to people with knowledge of his plans. The billionaire told his allies that he wants to focus his attention on his companies and is reluctant to alienate powerful Republicans. This is a switch from early last month, where he said he would form what he called the America Party to represent U.S. voters who are unhappy with the two major political parties. But Musk's allies also say he hasn't formally ruled out creating a new party and that he could change his mind as the midterm elections near. Plus, OpenAI has rolled out its cheapest offering of the ChatGPT chatbot to date with an India-only subscription plan. This comes as the company seeks to drive user growth in the world's most populous country. OpenAI said the plan, called ChatGPT Go, aims to provide wider access to the chatbot's advanced features at 399 rupees a month, which equals $4.57. The company's chief executive, Sam Altman, recently said that India is OpenAI's second largest market globally and may become the biggest in the near future. News Corp, which owns The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Finally, we are also exclusively reporting that the supply chain tech firm Overhaul raised $105 million in a Series C funding round. The company is looking to capitalize on growing demand for freight tracking services, partially to combat cargo theft. Its customers include tech giant Microsoft and computer manufacturer Acer. Overhaul will use the funding to invest in artificial intelligence technology and make acquisitions. Just this week, it acquired the supply chain technology company Freight Verify for an undisclosed amount. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.